Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. 6 minutes after 9, welcome to Radio Islam International. My name is Habib Bobat, and inshallah I'll be keeping you company this morning right up till 10 a.m. It is a start to a brand new week. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and the ability to come closer to Him, and may the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward us all for all our permissible endeavors and whatever we are doing to uplift the community, inshallah. Coming up in today's program, shortly we'll be having the weekly book review program with Mawlana Ashraf Dokrat, and inshallah today we are reviewing the book The Dynamics of Public Speaking from an Islamic Perspective by Idris Khamisa and Advocate Muhammad Abdullah Wahid. That's the book that we're reviewing this morning, inshallah. On the basic fiqh program, we will be continuing with our youth focus with Mufti Zubair Bayat, and inshallah we'll be discussing drugs. Last week we spoke about apostasy, the different extreme groups that we find today, and also we find some of the challenges that are facing the youth. So that will be the discussion in the basic fix segment. That will be about 9:25 or 9:30. The SMS line to the program, 48855, that's 48855. Alternatively, you could SMS on the other number, 072-786-1548.
You are listening to Maulana Habib Bobat.
10 minutes past the hour of 9, you are listening to Radio Islam International. Time for our weekly book review program with Mawlana Ashraf Dokrat. Mawlana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
The Dynamics of Public Speaking.
Yes, Mawlana, this book, which has been with us for some time now, since June 2015, and really we've missed it out somehow. We haven't reviewed the book. Is a book on the topic of public speaking, but the difference is that this book promises to discuss the topic from an Islamic perspective. And the authors are well known. I think one of the authors is very well known to Radio Islam listeners, and that is Brother Idris Khamisa, and his co-author is Advocate Muhammad Abdullah Wahid. This book addresses this important topic. At some time or the other, many of us have to address an audience, a public audience. And so I think this book is important. The authors say that they were motivated to write this book by listening to many speakers. And a few of the speakers really impressed them by their dynamism and their skills. But then there were other speakers who they found uninspiring, monotonous, and who lacked clarity, etc. And so they felt that there's something that they have to share to promote the common good and by way of improving what is available to people when they go out and listen to talks. They were explaining in the book very, very clearly that, look, when people go out to listen to the Jummah khutbah, for example, then if you consider that the Jummah khutbah perhaps lasts for 20 minutes, and if you multiply those 20 minutes by the number of people in that congregation, then it is a significant amount of time that has been invested by the Muslim Ummah to listen to something. And therefore whatever is delivered to them should be something of substance and something that they can really benefit from. The book starts off with a very good introduction in which the very roots of good speech and eloquence are discussed, from looking at the Quran and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed mankind with the ability of eloquent speech, and therefore distinguished mankind from the other creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It discusses the issue of the correct intention when speaking, and draws our attention to an important fact that no one is really born an eloquent speaker. One has to, like in many things, like in all things in life, one has to really put an effort to acquire these abilities, and the skill of public speaking is no different. And then the introduction says that Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam's example is really the best example of speech that we should follow. And if we look at Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's way of speech, Then Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullah alayhi has written that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was the most eloquent human being. His speech was so sweet and so lucid that it sank into the depths of the hearts of those who were listening. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's speech really captured their souls. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he spoke in clear, in a clear way. He spoke in a clearly spaced way, so that anybody wishing to count even the number of words could easily do so. And we find this mentioned in the Shama'il of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well. Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not so fast in his speech that it could not be retained and memorized by somebody. Nor was Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam so slow in his speech that somebody could not make sense of what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was saying. In short, Ibn Qayyim says that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was precise and perfect in every sense. And so the authors, both of them go out to explain and look at the different styles of speaking that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam adopted in the hadith. And I think this is the strength of this book, that it always turns our attention to the sources of the Quran and the hadith to substantiate what it is saying. The book then has 8 objectives. One, it helps the person to prepare the presentation and structure the contents of the presentation, and this is done in a very methodical way, looking at aspects of detail even. showing that the perspective speaker should go into planning how he should end his talk, how he should begin his talk, all of that. And then the second part is how to present your content now that you have your content, and then how to interact with your audience and keep your audience with you. The first point is very relevant for especially new speakers and people who are not in the accustomed to speaking very often, and that is overcoming your fear of public speaking. The first part of the book is how to avoid some things in public speaking that really will take away from the quality of your speech that you deliver. And then chapter 6 looks at preparation. In other words, preparing the day before the presentation, on the day of the presentation, and after the presentation. This is all, again, a number of practical skills that are involved. Chapter 7 is specifically deals with the question of the Jummah khutbah, the Friday khutbah. And here I think the khatibs, the ulama who are involved in the preparing their khutbahs every week will do well to read this part very, very carefully. And the last part is a number of important tips that deal with public speaking. For example, practical things like what is the role of the MC in the course of the talk. You should always remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make sure that you read salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam every time you remember his name. The idea of commencing the lecture with Amma Ba'd and the proof for that, and then the very important advice at the back, right in the beginning of this section, is that one should do extensive reading before being a speaker. And if a speaker reads well, really the benefit of that will be seen in his talks. It will accrue therefore to the listeners. So I think all in all, Maulana, this is a very good book. If there's one perhaps note that I have about this book, and something that is really of concern to me for a long time now, is that often we hear that the khutbah for Jummah and the Jummah talk needs to be on one theme. And here there is a section on page 214 which says one theme please, and then it's followed with an exclamation mark, and there is a number of words that have been put in caps, right through in capital letters, that a khutbah such as this without one theme is really of no use. For an effective khutbah, focus on one theme, please. Now, Maulana, anybody who has studied the khutbah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, and also the khutbahs of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and the great ulama of the past, know that this is actually not so. This is an idea that we have really adopted and taken, and we feel that this is appropriate for our times. But really, the khutbah, the actual khutbah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, many times had a number of themes. Because something has become vogue, we should be cautious of not really trying to emphasize something that really cannot be supported clearly by the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But all in all, Manana, a very welcome book and a very good book. The authors are certainly well positioned to write on this on this topic, and I think that people, even if you are not a speaker, remember that at some stage of your life you will be called upon to speak. We know that students are often called as part of the training in school, are called upon to deliver a public speech in front of even their fellow learners, and they may do well to actually purchase this book and put into practice some of the advices here, Mokhtar.
And the author himself, Professor Advocate Muhammad Abdullah Wahid, was not a public speaker before this, and then he relates his story how he came into this arena when he was called upon to speak, and then his experience and how he overcome that. And it's important for us to take note of that, because many of us would think that he's an accomplished speaker from the beginning, but that's not the case. He learned this art, and he says that at one public gathering they paid close to 10,000 or even more than that just to attend that public teaching seminar, and he thought to himself that there is more that we can get out of this concept from the Islamic side, and that's how this thing materialized and how it came into existence. But now they are going around the country. They were in Darul Uloom Zakaria, in Lanesia, in Durban, and also in Port Elizabeth recently with the same cause.
Gee, Maulana, there's a course that goes with the book, and I think institutions to really take advantage of that. If a group of people get together and call upon them, I'm sure that these two gentlemen will be ready to oblige and come and speak to you, Maulana. I think this is a very good idea that you've mentioned. They are certainly well known, and you know, they've got lots of wisdom to share.
Who feel, Maulana?
Well, it goes with the course, and then also one can purchase the book for, I think, I've noticed different prices, but I think ranging between 80 rands and 110 rands.
Interesting indeed. Jazakumullah khairan, Maulana, for your time. Much appreciated.
My pleasure, Maulana. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Support Crescent of Hope Operation Waterwell. Millions of people are suffering daily and are in need of your help.